great. When the sky is clear like this, even a little star like me can really shine.
Watch this little glow. I'm going to show you what a big glow could do.
Toss me up one of the asteroids, partner, because Lieutenant Star is heading this way.
I'm tired of shining all the time.
Yeah, I'm all twinkled out.
You better turn up your twinkle, partner, because Lieutenant Star is heading this way.
Ten Hut? Come on, you guys. Stay at attention. The five-star general will be here any moment. We have to look our best.
The five-star?
Yeah, Comet Powell.
Oh, lighten up, Lieutenant. We've been hanging around these heavens for millions of years. Some of us are losing our luster.
Don't look now. Here comes Comet Powell.
Ten Hut?
Points up, middles in, glow stars, glow. I want to see those 5 points shine. Lieutenant?
Yes, sir?
What's with some of these falling stars?
Well, sir, speaking of all of us, sir, we're kind of tired of twinkling and being wished upon. Couldn't we have a day off for once?
What? Tired of shining? I don't understand.
Why should we shine our best for those humans who seem to have forgotten about some of the most important things?
Like treating each other kindly.
And helping out people who don't have what they need.
Or sharing God's love with each other.
Oh, please don't lay this on me now. I've only got 3 more days to retirement, and a promotion would really up my next package.
I remember when I was just a little twinkler. I, too, had lost my desire to shimmer.
You did?
Well, that's right, little glow. But that's when I learned that I must always do my best because God, the big star maker, creator of heaven and earth, had a plan for me.
How did it happen, General Comet? How did you learn all that?
Yes, tell us, sir. Tell us the story.
Well, with a request like that, how can I refuse?
Oh, good. Tell us the story now.
The story involves a lot of interesting characters. Kings from the east, shepherds from the fields, all sorts of animals, and most importantly, a baby named Jesus. It all began once upon a starry night a long time ago.
There's absolutely no way I'm writing on that thing.
We'll never get there on time.
I can't. I just can't.
But you have to.
I am a king, and I'm telling you, I won't. I am not getting on that camel. You can't make me. I won't. Don't ask me to ride that camel, he's scary, please don't. I am not getting on that camel, he can't make me, I won't. Don't ask me to ride that camel, he's scary, please don't. Won't do any good to dare me, in fact that's quite unkind. To ride a dromedary, you must be out of your mind. He's just so big and scary, and awfully full of lumps. It hurts my derriere, a-sitting on that hump.
Don't ask him to ride that camel, can't make him, he won't. Don't ask him to ride
I'm not getting on that camel. You can't make me, I won't. Don't ask me to ride that camel. I ask you, I beg you, I tell you, I won't.
Well, I suppose you don't have to ride that camel if you don't want to, but you'll be mighty lonely here all by yourself.
We two kings of Orient are. It does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
You mean you leave me here all by myself just because I won't get on that lumpy old camel?
You know we would. We have no time to wait here and wait around for you and your royal insecurities.
I can see it now. The birth of the Lord himself and the two kings from the east as special guests. We'll tell Mary and Joseph that you sent your best.
The King of Kings, huh? But are you sure the only way for us to get there is on the back of that hairy old camel?
Now wait! Just a slow, stinky Sahara minute. Talk about the last straw. If you think that traipsing across the desert with you on my back and all that carry-on luggage was a picnic for me, you've got another thing coming, sir. Oh, yes, you do. Now, you can either get on my back and ride like the wise guy that you're supposed to be, or you can sit there like a lump and miss the whole event. Take it or leave it, sire.
Okay. I'll take it. That's what I'll do.
One lump or two?
Wise men have to do with stars twinkling in the night sky.
Oh, what a silly question. I can't believe you're wasting 5 stars time with such a question.
Very good question, Private.
I've always wondered about myself, sir.
In order to get to see the Christ child, who do you think showed the camels and the three kings the way?
A bright star in the night?
And that's not all. While the camels carried the kings on their journey, there were shepherds in a field keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Let's see, 37, 38, 39. Oh, I just can't seem to stay awake.
Quiet, you're making me lose my place. 1,495, 1,496, 1,497, 1,498.
Whoever must be an insomnia. I can't get past 18 without dozing off.
I don't know if I can take any more of the sheep business. How long do we have to stay up climbing these four-legged paths of wool?
Forever, I guess. That's what shepherds do.
Forever? Really? Well, I better have some more coffee.
Hey guys, do you see what I see?
Awesome!
Oh,
say the multitude of the heavenly host.
Hope for a change of pace. I have no idea.
What are we waiting for? Let's go see the newborn king.
Wait, we have to make sure we have all the sheep first.
Good idea.
I hate to say this, chefs, but I think more sheep trap.
I think it's Eunice.
No, I think it's Ramsey.
No, I've seen Eunice and Ramsey. It must be Barbara.
Oh no, not Barbara. She's got sheared and she'll be all cold.
That's right, and now I know she's afraid of the dark.
There's only one thing to do.
What's that, Shepherd number three?
The big bright star from the east, being afraid of it, maybe Barbara will follow it too.
I'm quite sure that the star will lead us to the newborn king the angels were singing about. Maybe it'll lead us to our lost sheep too.
Follow me, little lamb. I will lead you to your shepherd and to the shepherd of us all. Follow me, wise men. I will lead you to the King of Kings. Follow me, wandering shepherds. I will lead you not only to your lamb, but to the very Lamb of God. Follow me, everybody. I will lead you to the Son of God, Prince of Peace, and Lord of Lords. Once you have seen him, follow him.
God sent Jesus to earth to be a beacon of hope in the dark world.
Wow, the stars surely did play a large part in the journey to Bethlehem, didn't they, Mr. General Comet Powell, sir?
They sure did.
Without the stars, the shepherds wouldn't have found their sheep.
and Barbara wouldn't have found her way back to the flock.
Absolutely.
General Comet, were you that special star that led the shepherds and wise men to baby Jesus?
Yes, I was. And that's why we should always do the best we can do and be ready for God to use us. I never imagined that God would use me for such a special assignment, but he did. Just like he created the humans to love and follow his special plan for their lives, he created us to shine.
So God created us to shine and sent Jesus to be the light of the world?
That's right.
And we can live happily forever and ever because once upon a starry night, Jesus was born.